As if you don't already have enough on your plate when running a food business, you've got supply chain headaches, margins to protect, and a customer base that reads headlines. And lately, many of those headlines have not been kind to plastic. Plastic is polluting the ocean.
Microplastics are everywhere.
Just switch to glass. It's better.
Does this sound familiar? If you felt the pressure to make packaging decisions based on what's trending on social media rather than what actually makes sense for your product, you're not alone. Food business pros across the country are navigating the same noisy, oversimplified conversation. So, what exactly are you supposed to do? How can you make everyone happy while keeping your margins intact?
Here's a calming perspective. The actual science tells a much more interesting story.
To get inside the media blitz about problematic plastic packaging, we spoke with expert Connor Carlin. Carlin is the founder and president of Clefs Advisory, LLC, and served as president of the Society of Plastics Engineers in 2024. He previously held the role of North American General Manager at ILIG and brings deep expertise in material science, advanced recycling technologies, environmental policy, and commercial strategy, shaped by extensive experience at the intersection of packaging innovation and sustainability.
This article breaks down the biggest misconceptions about plastic food packaging, separates fact from soundbites, and gives you the context you need to make smarter decisions and maybe win a few dinner table arguments along the way.
Is plastic food packaging actually bad for the environment?
It depends on what you mean by bad, and that's exactly the problem with how this question usually gets asked.
Before we even get into materials, it's worth stepping back and acknowledging something bigger, the way we live today. Most of us no longer grow, harvest, or prepare all of our own food. We rely on food being processed, packaged, transported, and ready when we need it. That convenience comes with trade-offs, and yes, any type of packaging can be seen as waste.
But it also serves a purpose in the system we've built. So instead of asking whether plastic is simply bad, a better question is, what role does packaging play in reducing overall environmental impact?
Here's what rarely makes the cut in a 2-minute news segment. Plastic food packaging is one of the most efficient tools we have for reducing environmental damage, specifically food waste. Let's take a closer look at that.
How does food waste compare to plastic waste environmentally?
Food waste is a massive contributor to greenhouse gas emissions, primarily methane, which is significantly more potent than CO2 in the short term. When food rots in a landfill, it doesn't just disappear, it generates gas. And the composting infrastructure that could redirect that waste, it's in even worse shape than our recycling systems.
Plastic packaging, when it's doing its job, is actively preventing food from going to waste. That's not a PR spin, it's conservation in the most literal sense. Sustainability, at its core, is about not wasting resources. A clamshell that keeps fresh-cut fruit shelf-stable for an extra week is doing serious environmental heavy lifting that never gets talked about.
For food business professionals, this reframe is critical. When a customer questions your packaging choices, the conversation doesn't have to be defensive. It can be factual. Your packaging reduces waste rather than creating it.
What's another way to look at plastic packaging? The media isn't necessarily operating in bad faith. They're operating in a world where attention is the scarcest resource. A full life cycle analysis of a food packaging material doesn't fit in a headline. Plastic bad, metal good does. And once that framing takes hold, it's very hard to dislodge.
The result is that entire packaging categories get villainized, while genuinely problematic contributors to environmental damage, like food waste, transportation emissions, inefficient supply chains, get a pass because they're less visible and less photogenic.
For food businesses, this creates a real operational problem. Decisions get made reactively, based on what customers think they want, rather than what actually reduces environmental impact.
That's how you end up spending more money on a heavier packaging material that performs worse logistically and has a larger carbon footprint just because it looks more natural. Are reusable or refillable packaging programs actually better? The push for reuse and refill sounds great in theory. In practice, it's a much harder sell. Reusable packaging is inherently heavier. More weight means more fuel burned in transportation, every mile, every trip. A reusable container must be used many times to offset its footprint compared to a lightweight single-use option. That doesn't mean reuse programs have no place. Context matters. But reusable equals better isn't always true. When you think about water, detergents, energy used for washing and transport, the environmental effects become complicated. What should food businesses actually focus on when evaluating packaging? True environmental footprint, not visible waste.
Visible waste is what ends up in headlines and on Instagram. True environmental footprint includes everything: raw material extraction, manufacturing energy, transportation weight and distance, food spoilage prevention, and end-of-life recyclability. When you evaluate packaging through that full lens, lightweight plastic often looks very different than the media narrative suggests.
For food business pros, the takeaway is this: you don't have to be anti-environmental to push back on oversimplified packaging narratives. In fact, understanding the full picture is the pro-environmental position. The most sustainable choice isn't always the one that photographs the best. It's the one that wastes the least.
How can food businesses push back on packaging myths with confidence?
Relax. You don't need a PhD in polymer science. You've got this. You just need a simple framework. Here's how to cut through the media kerfuffle and make packaging decisions and customer conversations a whole lot easier.
Start the conversation with food waste. When packaging concerns come up, context goes a long way. Connecting plastic's role in extending shelf life to the very real environmental cost of food spoilage naturally shifts the conversation from emotional to factual.
Evaluate packaging on total footprint, not just optics. Before making a switch to something that looks greener, it's worth asking all the questions. Is it heavier? Does it require more energy to produce and transport? Does it protect the product as well? A life cycle mindset helps avoid well-intentioned decisions that quietly make things worse. Get comfortable with the recyclability facts. Not all materials are created equal in the recycling stream. Knowing which materials have real end-of-life value and which ones don't gives you an honest, credible story to share with retailers, consumers, and regulators when the topic comes up.
How to approach plastic food packaging and the media.
The broader conversation around plastics can often be shaped by headlines that favor simplicity. It's understandable. Complex trade-offs don't always translate well into short-form storytelling. But in food packaging, the reality lives in the details. Shelf life, supply chains, and material performance are the factors that actually determine environmental impact.
The goal isn't to defend one material over another. It's to evaluate packaging with clarity and accuracy. When decisions are based on real performance rather than perception, businesses are better positioned to reduce waste, operate efficiently, and make choices that align with both economic and environmental outcomes.
And if someone gives you grief about your packaging at a dinner party, now you've got the receipts. And maybe consider attending dinner parties that discuss more exciting topics, such as the wonderful meal you're eating. Just some food for thought.
Are you interested in finding out more about plastic food packaging and the environment? Learn how Inline Plastics incorporates sustainability into every package.
Would you like to know more about Connor Carlin and his work at Clefs Advisory, LLC? Connect with him on LinkedIn today.